You may have seen or heard news stories blaming the solar eclipse and tides for the spill of thousands of non-native salmon into Puget Sound on Saturday. KUOW's John Ryan did, and he thought, that sounds, well, fishy. So he looked into it. Turns out there was nothing unusual about the tides in Puget Sound last weekend. John is here to catch us up on the situation.
So off Cypress Island, which is near Anacortes, there's a salmon farm, which is basically a collection of these floating nets, these floating pens suspended from platforms, and they raise these Atlantic salmon there. Of course, they're not native around these parts. And something happened on Saturday afternoon where this, either the platform or the net kind of hanging below it, where all these fish are kind of crowded in there, 300,000 fish, something happened where a gap formed and it broke apart. And some fish, thousands of fish, we don't know exactly how many yet, were able to swim out to freedom. And that's a big loss for the company that wants to, of course, sell these fish. But it could also be damaging to Puget Sound. These are Atlantic salmon. The fear is that they could compete with the local wild Pacific salmon, maybe compete with food that they both might want to eat, or maybe even the big Atlantic salmon might eat juvenile Pacific salmon. And, of course, wild salmon in these parts have lots of problems already without new invaders trying to take over their space.
So what's the argument that a solar eclipse can cause an underwater cage to break apart?
It doesn't really seem to make much sense to me, but here's what officials said. They said around the time with the eclipse that there would be extra high tides coming in because, well, just, you know, how tides work. The moon and the sun, their gravitational pull, pulls some water up towards them. And whenever the moon and the sun are in a straight line with the Earth, that's amazingly called syzygy, my favorite Scrabble word, no vowels, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y.
Syzygy.
We'll never say that on the air again.
Yeah.
But whenever they're lined up, this happens twice a month, we get these extra high tides. And so the eclipse, of course, they're all lined up. So they said, well, this eclipse, we think it caused extra high tides and extra strong currents, and we think maybe that messed up our net pens, maybe it tugged them somehow. And when I saw that, I thought that I don't think that excuse holds water. How many more puns can I get in one interview? But I didn't think it made sense. So I started looking up the actual data to see, could it be true?
So what did actually happen?
Well, on Saturday, that was the day of the spill, which is, remember, was 2 days before the eclipse. That was Monday. I know because I took the day off to go watch it. And it was awesome. But there was nothing unusual about the tides that weekend. Saturday had a high tide. It was around Cypress Island. It was not as high as high tides in July or high tides any other month of 2017. And we went back to the actual data because sometimes tide tables, if you ever do boating, they're forecasts, like weather forecasts. Sometimes they're off slightly. So we went to the actual data that NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, keeps and found that actually the tide was a little bit lower than they had forecast. So there was nothing extreme about the tide. And same thing for the currents. There were stronger currents off Cypress Island every month of 2017 before this event.
So then what did cause this floating platform to break apart?
We don't know yet. And the company, Cook Aquaculture, did not return our phone calls. But we do know they had problems back in July. The Skagit Valley newspaper reported they had one of their net pens lose an anchor and start to drift back in July because this is an area with currents. Anybody who operates a boat or a dock or anything in the San Juans, you know there are currents. It's just part of life there. So it's hard to imagine that they could have been surprised by this normal, very specifically forecast currents and tides in that area. And Cook Aquaculture is not a local company. They're from New Brunswick. They just bought this salmon farm last year. So maybe it was something that they were new and still hadn't mastered. But you know, I should just add that New Brunswick is on the Bay of Fundy. This is the area of the world that has the strongest, highest tides, strongest currents anywhere in the world. So there's really no way that a company should be surprised by tides or currents if they're doing business in the San Juans.
John Ryan, thanks so much for sharing your insights.
Thank you, Emily.
It's not clear yet if that fish spill will have any long-term implications for Puget Sound, but officials are encouraging people to catch as many Atlantic salmon as they can to get them out of the area.